Lately, I've been watching a bunch of videos on the universe and light coming from stars so far away, and it quite is an amazing thing that God has created. You know that light travels 186,000 miles in 1 second. So in 1 second, light goes around the circumference of the Earth 7.5 times. That's how fast it is. But the distances in the galaxies are so far that they have to measure distance in light years. So if light goes 186,000 miles in a second, it would go 5.8 trillion miles in a year. And the farthest galaxy so far that they have seen is 13.5, billion light years away. And so when you're looking at these stars, you're looking at them in the past, not as they are now, because as they are now, the light hadn't traveled to our eyes yet. It takes that long. And some galaxies are so far away, and the universe is still expanding. The galaxies are pulling away from each other so fast that the light will never get to us. That is how massive these distances are. So light is super powerful, and they say that these photons do not die. And so we meditate today on Jesus as the light of the world, as we heard, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of Israel. And Jesus would later say, I am the light of the world. Whoever walks and follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And so how blessed we are to have Jesus in our lives, who gives light to our pathway each day of what we are to do and think and say. Jesus' light gives us warmth, the warmth of his love. Jesus' light gives us peace in a world that's filled with so much agitation. And Jesus' love gives us joy in the midst of a world that is filled with so much sadness. So we thank the Lord for being our light, and we want to always let that light shine within us. He also gives his mother Mary as a light to shine. We heard how in the gospel today, Simeon predicted that a sword would pierce Mary's heart. So we're talking about a spiritual sword. And that the secret thoughts of many would be made known. So that's all of these prayers that have gone through the Immaculate Heart of Mary to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, to the Father, and the power of the Holy Spirit. It truly is and has been taking place. And today is also the World Day of Prayer for Consecrated Life, so we're blessed to have the Sisters of Hospitallers of Mercy here with us. They have the monastery there in Plaisance and other places throughout the world. And the consecrated are a light in our midst as well, as they take the vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. And they are a reminder of that heavenly existence. They point us to that. And so we thank you, sisters, for this great witness that you and all of the other religious orders make in our midst. Marriage is a light. I did a marriage last night in Plaquemine, St. John the Evangelist Church. So this new couple is a new light in the world as they go about building their family and creating this great hope to the rest of us, and showing that to each and every one of us. We have Sister Anne-Marie Dupre from our own parish, who joined the Communities of Christ Crucified, and so many others. We pray for more and more vocations for all of these religious orders, and like the Jesuits and the Benedictines and the Dominicans and our sisters here, and all the other different religious orders that there are. We give thanks to God for each and every one of them. I was reading about a man who talked about the light of Christ in his life. Started out rather dark. His parents had divorced, and he was thrown from pillar to post, and he took solace in books. That was kind of his escape. Even it almost became a god for him. But he was looking for a moral guide in life, and one day read the Gospel of Luke and saw how Jesus loved the outcast. So he said, well, maybe Jesus can love me too, because he felt like an outcast. And he came to faith and joined first the Presbyterians and then the Baptists and kind of imbibed a few anti-Catholic things. And when he was in the Air Force, he was in Denver, Colorado, and he passed in front of a Catholic church and decided to go in. And he was rather scared. It was dark in the church, and all he could see was the red candle light. And he said, ooh, what kind of evil sacrifices are going on in these Catholic churches? And so he was with his girlfriend, and they finally walked up. And then unfortunately, somebody told them, actually cursed them and said, get away from that altar. And so they were kicked out of the church. So it was not the priest, but it was somebody who gave a terrible, terrible example. So he didn't have quite a good feeling about the Catholic Church. But he kept reading the Bible. And the more and more that he read it, he realized that the Catholic Church was the true church. That our teachings are true and make sense of all that the Bible says. And so he finally got the courage to apply for the OCIA program, as we call it now. And at his Easter Vigil service, where he became Catholic, he said, meditating on the Easter Vigil candle, he said, I found myself loving the light shining from that Easter candle. And that blood-red light that had darkened that church in Denver that I was so afraid of, now I realize that I was so desperate to escape the darkness which surrounded me in my youth, that the Father had led me by his word to the light which shines forever above his altar in the Catholic Church. And so his name is T.L. Frazier, and he enjoys the light of Christ now in his life, in the church. You can't separate Jesus and his bride, the church. It goes together. We are one with our Lord. Let me conclude with a little poem for this Candlemas presentation of the Lord. When Mary brought her treasure unto the holy place, no eye of man could measure the joy upon her face. He was but 6 weeks old, her plaything and her pleasure, her silver and her gold. Then Simeon, on him gazing with wonder and with love, his aged voice upraising, gave thanks to God above. Now welcome sweet release, for I, my Savior praising, may die at last in peace. As by the sun in splendor the flags of night are furled, so darkness shall surrender to Christ who lights the world, to Christ the star of day, who once was small and tender, a candle's gentle ray. Jesus, the light of the world. So let's be the light of the world as well. And let that light of Christ shine through us. Amen.